From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The sporting world is mourning today the loss of 3-time world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali. Born Cassius Clay, who converted to Islam, is dead after a 32-year battle with Parkinson's disease. VOA's Carla Babb reports Ali died late Friday in Phoenix at the age of 74.
In 1964, he shocked overwhelming favorite Sonny Liston to win his first world heavyweight title. Washington Post newspaper sports columnist Mike Wise says the confident boxing great continued to dominate, fighting with both his fists.
These represent dynamite.
And his words.
Hey. He was probably the first guy, the first athlete in America to brag about something and back it up. Nobody boasted in those days.
I'm the greatest, and I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too small, I'll knock you out.
Clay had joined the Nation of Islam and changed his name after that fight to one that is revered around the world, Muhammad Ali. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
China could end up erecting a great wall of isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said today. Carter told Asian defense ministers, security analysts, and scholars attending a forum in Singapore that there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the strategic waters and elsewhere. Of particular concern is whether China will follow through with its proposed dredging of the Scarborough Shoal, which is also claimed by the Philippines. Carter called such action provocative and potentially destabilizing. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door briefing on the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafari, dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The International Syria Support Group, a coalition of world powers, had called for the World Food Program to unilaterally deliver food to besieged Syrians starting June 1st if access was not granted by the Syrian government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault held talks today to discuss specific challenges facing proposed proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conferences. Reporters asked Mr. Kerry if parts of the West Bank should be opened up for greater development of commerce and movement.
That's something we shouldn't do in a haphazard way like this. There's some very specific things we'll all talk about and see what we do. But we want to be constructive.
On Friday, France hosted top diplomats from the West and the Arab world to discuss the proposal. Israeli and Palestinian representatives were absent from those talks. 5 years after war broke out in Sudan's South Kordofan state, the UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people are continuing to flee the region, most heading for South Sudan. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In the lead-up to South Sudan's independence in 2011, conflict erupted between Sudan's government and a rebel movement, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North. The UN Refugee Agency reports the problems that were pushing people to flee their homes back then continue to this day. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says so far this year, more than 7,500 refugees have crossed the border to Yida in South Sudan's Unity State.
From the refugees, we're hearing of escalating violence, talk of ground attacks, aerial bombings, the recent arrivals. We're also citing lack of food, no access to schools for their children.
And some people have become trapped and are unable to escape. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And for refugees from the Middle East and other areas, the International Olympic Committee has named 10 members to the first ever refugee team to compete at the Olympic Games. IOC President Thomas Bach spoke to reporters in Switzerland.
The Olympic anthem will be played in their honor. The Olympic flag will lead them into the Olympic stadium. And in this way, we are convinced that this refugee Olympic team can send a symbol of hope.
The Rio de Janeiro refugee-bound team is including athletes from Syria, South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ethiopia. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.